Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today, our learning is going to take us through the rules of Bracha Achrona, the blessing which is said after having a meal. We're going to look at four basic concepts. Number one is the measure for a Bracha Achrona, how much one has to eat or consume. Number two is Al HaMechia. Number three is Borei Nefashais. And number four is when to say the bracha. Let's jump straight in. So the measure, the shiur for saying a bracha achrona. We know that all vegetables, fruit, and animal products get a Borei Nefashais after reciting them. All grain products and fruit get a bracha of me'en achas me'en shalash, which we call Al HaMechia colloquially. Let's jump straight in and try to understand how this works. Number one. How much food must I eat in order to require bracha achrona? The law is a kazayas. A kazayas is essentially the volume of an olive. This is measured today to be 1 to 1.1 fluid ounces, or 29.6 to 33.3 cubic centimeters or milliliters is the shiur. How much must I drink in order to be obligated in a bracha achrona? Some say it's a kazayas, but some say it's a little more than that. It's a revius. A revius is between 2.9 to 5.1 fluid ounces, or 86 to 150 milliliters. The reason why there's a little bit of a divergence there is because there is a machlokes as to how to measure this. Rav Chaim Noe holds it's 86 millimeters, and the Chazon Ish understands it's a larger shear of 150 milliliters. So how do I do this? How do I handle this? So best practice is not to, when it comes to drinking, to either drink less than a kazayas, so one's definitely not obligated, or more than a revius, so one is definitely obligated, but not to drink the in-between measure to put oneself into a situation of safek bracha achrona as to whether one doubt as to whether one needs to say a bracha achrona as well. Is there anything smaller than a kazayas that would get a bracha achrona? So technically speaking, yes. That which is called a beria or a bria. What does that mean? That refers to an entire unit of a substance, even though it's smaller than a revius. So for example, if it is a full grain or a full grape, even though it's less than a kazayas, a person should say the bracha on the less than a kazayas. Now, this happens to be a little bit of a debate, and therefore the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch recommends that a person not eat the beria by itself, but rather either to have a kazayas of it, so one is out of the range of this machlokes, or to, let's say if one has a grape, to cut the grape in half, to bite it in half, and then eat half while holding the other half, so therefore one has not consumed a full unit in one bite, and thereby escaping the concern of a beria perhaps requiring its own bracha, or perhaps not. Can different foods join together for a bracha? And the answer is yes. Well, what happens if they're different brachas? What happens if one half of my kazayas is borei nefashos, and the other half is hamotzia mizonos? So in that case, they do join together, and I would say the bigger, more general bracha, which is the borei nefashos, on that combined food. What happens if half my food, half of my kazayas is ha'etz, and half of my kazayas is al HaMechia on bread? In this case, one would say borei nefashos on both the combined foods. Even though each of the combined foods do not say al borei nefashos, but borei nefashos is a more inclusive bracha, and therefore be able to govern both those substances. What happens if half is al HaMechia and half is bread? So I'm eating a cookie, and I'm eating bread, and it's not that I'm eating a full shiur of either, I'm eating half a shiur of each of them. In that case, I would say al HaMechia on the combined food. What about liquids and solids? Can liquids and solids combine? So the halacha is they do not combine to give us a shiur. What if the liquid was used for the solids? So for instance, salad dressing, or I dip my bread into the soup. So in that case, the shiur of the liquid does combine with a solid. What happens if I ate half a shiur or half a kazayas and then waited and then ate the other half of that kazayas later on? Does that consider like I ate one shiur? So it depends. So if one waited what's in a period longer than what's called kedei achilas pras, eating a certain measure, then that would be considered two separate half eatings rather than one full eating. How long is that period? So it ranges. There are different opinions that range between 9 minutes for it to be considered a achilas pras. Rav Moshe Feinstein paskens that for bracha achrona one should really eat the kazayas within 3 minutes for it to consider to have tziruf to be considered one sitting and therefore one eating. What about when it comes to drinking? If I drank
half of my kazayas to my revias, and then I waited, and then I had the other half. When do you say that the two are connected to each other? So only if it is drunk within the time it takes to drink the revias. And that might be shorter because it takes shorter to drink liquids than it does to eat solids. What happens if I'm drinking a hot drink, like a coffee, and I can only sip it all the way through? Does that join together? The answer is no, it does not connect to my bracha achrona, even though that's the way it's usually drunk. The Mishnah Berurah says that it is a midas chasidus, it is a worthwhile endeavor to wait till it cool down a little bit to be able to drink it in larger amounts, so one would warrant a bracha achrona. We move now to our second concept, which is the bracha of what we call bracha achas me'ein shalosh. One bracha like three. What does this refer to? The Torah tells us, "V'achalta v'savata v'erachta," you will eat and be satisfied and blessed, and that refers to the eating of bread, which is the bread made of one of the five grains. However, the psukim directly before that actually describes another form of eating, which is eretz chitah u'sa'ara, and describes the beautiful products that the land of Israel is blessed with. And that then leads to the pasuk which says, "V'achalta v'savata v'erachta." And although we don't say a berachas hamazon on the seven species of fruit the land of Israel is best for, however, we have what's called a rabbinic bracha of achas me'ein shalosh. One bracha, which is like three. What three? The three main brachas of berachas hamazon. Berachas hamazon is comprised of four brachas today, but for most of its history, it was actually only three brachas of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu on. Sustenance, the land, and Yerushalayim. Those are the first three brachas. Hatova Metev, the fourth bracha, was added later on, many, many centuries later. But we say when it comes to the bracha achas me'ein shalosh, what we call colloquially in Ala Mechia, it is a summary, is one bracha which summarizes the three basic concepts of food, land, and Jerusalem in it for these fruits. And many of these fruits are referred to the ones in the mention of the pasuk, which is wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. That's what the pasuk says in Pashas Akev. Let's go straight in. Is the same bracha for all the seven of these fruit? The answer is no. For fruit, we say ala eitz, ala pri eitz. For grain, and we're obviously referring to grain that is not made into bread, so we're talking about a pastry. Then ala mechia, ala pri mechia. When it comes to wine, it's ala gefen, ala pri gefen. What is I eat a combination of these things? So I have wine, grain, and fruit. So then I would say one bracha with all the mentions, all the special mentions combined in it at the beginning and the end. What happens if it was wine and grapes? Surely that's the same thing. So I still need to mention ala eitz, and I still mention al priya gafen. So those do require their own mentions, even though it's technically the one is the source and the one is the product. Which mention goes first? So it goes hamechia first, hagefen second, and al eitz third. That's the triage. When combining, one no longer says the end, ala mechia ala kalkala, on the food and on the sustenance. Rather, we say ala mechia al priya gafen, or ala mechia al haperos. Wow, that's a lot to remember. How do I remember this? Also, the Kitzur says, learn it off by heart because it always comes up. What about special days? So the Kitzur points out that on Shabbos, Rosh Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, one mentions what's called Me'ein HaMe'ora, the actual event in the Birkas Achas Me'ein Shalosh, like we would say Yalev Yavai. What about Chanukah and Purim? Those are not mentioned in this as well. What happens if it was Rosh Chodesh and I forgot to? It was Shabbos or Yom Tov. We forgot the mention of Shabbos. In that case, one does not need to go back, and the reason is because it is not considered obligatory to have this particular meal. Are there any special requirements about posture? And the answer is, says the Kitzur, is yes. Like Birkas Hamazon, one should be seated, one should be sitting upright, and one should be wearing respectful clothes as well. We're going to move now to our third concept, which is the bracha of Borei Nefashos. This is the most general bracha used for anything which I eat, which is not bread, or not the seven species of Israel, and not wine, we say Borei Nefashos. So all meat, all cheese, all milk, anything like that, would all get Borei Nefashos. So a few basic questions. What does it mean in the bracha when we say, V'chesronan? We say that, Gosh Baruch, you created us with our lackings. What is that referring to? So he explains that it refers to the fact that Hashem created us with basic needs for sustenance like bread and water. And then the next part, which says, Al kol ma shebara, that refers to all the extras like fruit and snacks, which are for enjoyment as well. It's amazing to think. Human beings are very, very dependent, very vulnerable creatures. If you think about it, for go more than 3 hours and they're already cranky because they haven't had a little food, they haven't had their coffee, they aren't able to survive. That's what we're saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for creating us with all of these lackings so we can thank you. Chayo Olamim, or Chayo Olamim. with the Patach more correctly, Hashem, the one who gives life to all of us, and we are so dependent all the time. Is it Sheborasa or Shebora? There are two Nuskaos, there are two different texts. The Kitzra says it's better to say Shebora, that he created. If I ate fruit, which needs a bracha achas me inshallah, shall I ate grapes, and I ate bananas, let's say mangoes, do I need to say the one bracha or two brachas? So in this case, you need to say two brachas. First, the bracha achas main shalosh, and then the bari nefesh afterwards. What happens if I ate half a mango, which is half the shear, and half a grape, and the two together connected to give me the shear of a kazayas? What would I do then? In that case, you'd say bracha achas main shalosh, ala etzal priyayetz, that would cover both. Finally, what last concept is, when do we say the bracha? So, can I run and do something before saying the bracha achrona? The answer is no. When one finishes eating, one should say the bracha, one should not get busy, one should not go anywhere else as well. What happens if I did leave? I by mistake left and I forgot. Do I need to come back? So if the bracha is bracha baron nefashos, one does not need to come back, one can say it there. If it is the alamecha or the bracha achas main shalosh, that would need to be said, returned to be able to say it there. If I didn't say the bracha right away, how long do I have? So for food, it's the shas ikul, the amount of time it takes to digest. For drink, it is until one's not thirsty again. What happens if I don't know if I'm fully still satiated at this point? I don't know how long it's been. In this case, it is best to eat a little more of that type of food in order to warrant saying a bracha achrona for it and say that bracha achrona on both the consumptions. What happens if I ate and then threw up? In this case, no bracha achrona because one did not benefit from the digestion of this food. With this, we conclude the halachas of bracha achrona. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful